This is the Speaker Scoop, a behind-the-scenes podcast with Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins. Speaker Jenkins, what's on your mind this week?
You know, Jen, a ton of things on my mind, so it's hard to always figure out what to talk about. But we just finished opposite House policy cutoff. So bills that came from the Senate to the House have to be out of their policy committee. If they don't get out of their policy committee, they're what we say dead for the year. Because we're in a biennial process, those bills aren't completely dead. They just go back to the Senate. They'll be available next year. Members will work on their bills that didn't move out of committee in the opposite House. Many of them will work on those bills over the interim, and they'll come back next year with amendments and a path to move forward. We have policy cutoff. Now we're in the fiscal time, so a number of those bills in each House are moving forward. Senate bills are moving forward in the House into the Appropriations Committee, into the fiscal committee. And so we'll see next week what bills there make it out. So it's a real thinning and narrowing is happening right now. But again, bills that don't make it through the fiscal cutoff will also be alive for next year. They'll just go back to their House of Origin. Prime sponsors will have a chance to work on them and then move them forward next year. But, you know, probably the biggest thing that's been on my mind, one of the bigger things that's been on my mind over the last 10 days is, you know, Frank Chopp's death. He was Speaker of the House for 20 years before I came into this role. He was the only Speaker, really, that anybody in the House of Representatives had experienced. He set the standard for what the Speaker did. That's always been a great kind of a gift to me in this role and a challenge, right? Because anything that I do that's different is like, hey, that's not what the Speaker does. Because there was one person that people knew. You know, for me, Frank and his leadership and his experiences, they've been something that I've thought about nearly every day that I've been Speaker because he set the standard. Sometimes I would think, what would he do in this situation? Because he was very brilliant in his role and what he did. Other times I would know I was tacking a very different path than he might have tacked, and so I was aware of that. You know, and still other times I would sit in my office and think, oh, now I understand why he did something the way he did it, that before I was Speaker, and maybe I liked it, maybe I was critical of it, or maybe I thought it was magic. And now when I sit in this office and I'm able to do certain things, I realize, well, that's not magical at all. That's just knowing what all the different levers are. So I think I got a lot more insight into him. He was really quite a committed and brilliant leader, and I talked to his wife, Nancy, last weekend, and I feel like he set the standard by which so many of us will measure ourselves. I think one of the hardest things about him being gone is not that I talked to him every day. I did not. We didn't talk all that much. But he was a safety net that was always there to go to in certain situations because there wasn't much that he hadn't experienced in this job. And that's a safety net that's gone for all of us in a lot of different ways. So, as happens so often when I lose someone who's really important in my life to me, the close-in times are just a time of grief and sadness. But what I always know that happens in the end is those memories that bring sadness now are the memories that bring real warmth in the long term. And so I know that'll happen for me and for so many people who were affected by Frank's leadership, but he will be greatly missed by me and many, many, many others.
Washington House Speaker Lori Jenkins, we will catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Jen.